Another Vibes! Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast brought to you by NBA 2K25. It is myself, Mo Mooksy, alongside, as always, three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong, repping the Detroit Pistons, even though they took the loss to my Celtics last night. I respect it.
Yeah, how you doing, Mo? How's things going on a Friday?
I'm doing great. My OG good. Told me yesterday, he said, Mo, you tired as hell. You should take a night off. You know, don't even watch no basketball. Just get some rest. I did take a night off from watching basketball. I didn't get any rest. So here we are. But the fact that I, and BJ, how many years have we known each other now? How many years have we been doing this show? Like 4 years now?
Yes.
5 years
yes.
Coming up to? Have I ever missed a night of basketball before, ever?
No.
Ever.
Last night? Even, last night your first?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
And here's the thing. For the first time in my life, I didn't even feel bad about missing a night of basketball. And BJ, it feels like I'm not the only one. Because according to these numbers here, NBA viewership continues to decline. NBA Cup viewership, down 10%. ESPN viewership, down 28%. 2024 playoff viewership was down 12%. Now, the NBA might have a real problem here. Here's another piece of information. Tickets for the NBA Cup in Las Vegas have plummeted since the teams were set. Remember when I told you yesterday, like, are you worried that there's no Lakers or Knicks or whatever? Because fans were hoping for the Lakers, the Warriors, Suns, Clippers, Celtics, or Knicks. But the tickets are now, guess how much it is to go to an NBA Cup game now in Vegas?
How much?
To see the Bucks and the Hawks, how much do you think someone would pay?
You know, Mo, just in proximity, you know, we have this thing, and I'm sure in Europe you guys probably have another saying, but, you know, fans travel. You know, when you watch
like, I know people fans who travel. Organize their life around the travel of their football team.
Yeah.
Like on a Tuesday night, they'll be in Serbia because their team is playing a random Champions League game. And do you know what I mean?
So when you start randomly, you know, having teams from different regions during the, you know, December, holiday season, it just makes it very difficult. So
it's a tough time. Yeah. You're spending your money on Christmas presents and this and that. But how much to get into the Bucks versus Hawks?
I don't know, $100?
$29.
Wow.
The Thunder and Rockets, slightly better. How much do you think? Well, slightly more expensive. How much do you think?
$32.
$39. And guess how much a ticket to the NBA Cup final is?
$75.
$79.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's great for the fans to see NBA basketball at an affordable price. That's fantastic. I mean, $39 to see the two best teams in the West right now. Mate, I might book a flight to Vegas. Well, I'm not going to book a flight to Vegas because that would be ridiculous. But if I was near Vegas, I would 100% go.
Yeah.
Now, if only the league knew some people who spent every day getting fans excited about basketball and they decided to work with them to get the fans actually engaged and enjoying the NBA Cup. If only that was a strategy that was on the table. But here we are.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
You've got to say something, because if I keep talking, I'm going to get in trouble. Because if I get too real, I'm going to get in trouble. So you got to talk now.
Well, Mo, I really don't know. As you know, Mo, I like to, you know, you kind of hit me with this one. Today, and I really don't know. I don't want you to get in trouble, so I'm just going to ramble for a little bit so we can move on. But it's a real problem. It's a problem now, because this isn't just like people like you and I who love it. You know, the casual fan now is like, I'll turn something else on. All right, and you have to take notice of this. You have to say, what's going on? We have to take and start listening to our audience. Like, what's going on? So I before I interject here, I kind of want to think about this one because I am concerned, and you're not the first person. You know, those numbers that you mentioned were interesting, and the people have spoken. The viewers have spoken. The fans have spoken. And that's going to affect everyone, okay? Everyone in this ecosystem. And so we have to take notice. Now, what are we going to do about it? That to me is the question. What are we going to do about it?
Okay. I think if you're thinking from a casual fan's perspective, because often I think that sometimes we're too close to the game. But if you think from a perspective of a casual fan, let's just look at last night's games, right? The Celtics and the Pistons, Jason Tatum didn't play, which is rare because Tatum plays in most games. It's very rare that Tatum actually doesn't play. But as a Celtics fan, you're playing the Pistons, you're like, cool, that's gonna be an easy win. But the Pistons, who were one of the worst teams in the NBA last season, they've won 10 games already this year. They're doing all right. Now, if only there was some storytelling around the turnaround of the Pistons and how they've improved and their young stars and Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey and what's going on there in the national, international basketball media. Then you got the Raptors and the Heat. I guess casual fans might tune into that, even though the Raptors, what are they now? On the road, 1-12. There's not much point watching that. It's not very competitive, another uncompetitive game. And then the Kings and the Pelicans. And I've got to give credit to the Pelicans because it was a close game in the end. But you're missing Brandon Ingram, you're missing Zion Williamson, the two biggest draws for fans that would actually want to tune in if they're just casual fans. Like, you know, I think New Orleans have got some great players, but casual fans aren't tuning in for role players playing big minutes. So the first thing is players not playing. That's the first thing is fans don't want to tune in and not see their favorite player. The other thing is that it feels to me like there's no rivalries anymore in the NBA. Like Trae Young went to Madison Square Garden and was shooting dice on the Knicks logo at center court. And not one of the Knicks players did anything. Like that's your home arena.
What do we
Do
expect him to do?
something. Do.
Well, okay. So, okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. That's an unfair take, Mo,
Why?
because who is from New York?
You were on here just 2 days ago telling me there's no difference between Jersey and New York, and Karl-Anthony Towns is from New York.
I said he's from the area. So he's from the area. Okay. But just because you're from that area doesn't mean, like, I'm from Detroit. I recognize that I'm from a different era. So I actually root for my team, regardless.
Same.
Okay. Regardless whether they're in last year, they lose 28 games in a row. I'm still here. They trade such and such. I'm still here. I played for one of the rivalries in Chicago. My entire family came to my hotel with Detroit Pistons gear on. Okay, mom, dad, uncles, aunts, cousins, everyone came to the hotel before the playoffs and said, "Hey, we want you to do well." However, okay, so that's a different time. And it doesn't mean because you grew up in an area that you were automatically a fan. That's so the
Regardless of where you're from, someone's disrespecting your home court, your adopted home court.
okay,
Are you
but
going to just
a
stand there and
lot,
let that happen?
but sometimes, as you know, you may have disgruntled stars. People are like, "Hey, he was talking to the team. He wasn't talking to me." Hey, you understand? So there is something going on in the mindset now. Mo, this year I've been talked into coaching my youngest son's team from the very first time,
Okay.
because I've always resisted doing anything. I learned a very valuable lesson as a parent. Is I my first son, my oldest, our oldest, when he started playing, he made it very clear, "Dad, you're not the coach." You made it very clear to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we still joke about that to this day, because when he was about 8 or 9, like our youngest now, and as he's playing sports, I don't know. I was first time dad, and I didn't, hey, I just want to help anywhere I can. And I started giving him tips about something, and he goes, "Dad, you're not the coach." And I learned my lesson right then and there. You carry the Gatorade, you get me here on time. The coach is the only one that knows. Okay. Which is, years later we can laugh about it. But it kind of like hurt my feelings. I was like, "Oh wow. Like yeah, I am just dad." So I just stayed in my lane. I just been dad. And then out of nowhere, one day, I'm going home, and our youngest said, "Hey, Dad, I want you to, would you mind coaching the team?" And it just took me aback. So my wife looks at me, like, "Well, what are you gonna say? What are you gonna do?" And I'm driving, and I literally pulled off because we were almost at home. So I just pulled her to the side. I was like, "What did you just say?" He was like, "I want you to coach the team." I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Because I just want to have fun." And I thought, that's probably it. Well, that's probably what's really going on. These kids just want to have fun. They just want to have fun. Now, if I ask these kids now, okay, so the league starts tomorrow. So if I go to the game tomorrow and I start teaching jab steps, I start teaching, "Let's block out for 8 minutes. Let's start
Well, do you know what's really hilarious about this, BJ?
Yes.
This season, I have also started coaching.
Oh, really? Yeah, I started and
I moved to a new neighborhood. It's a more
okay.
suburban neighborhood. I'm trying to
Okay.
elevate my social status. And, I was talking to the lady I bought my house from, and, she's saying her kids go to this school, and, there's nowhere to play basketball in my new neighborhood.
Okay.
So she was like, "What do you do?" I told her what I do. And I was like, "Do you know if there's any basketball courts around?" She was like, "No, there's not, obviously." She live in England, in the suburbs now. There's no basketball courts. But my kids go to this school and they've got a basketball court, so maybe you can use it. So I did a deal with the school that I'll coach their team, and in exchange, they let me use their court to work out and get shots up when I want, right? But you see the examples you just gave.
Right.
My second practice with them, we spent 30 minutes on boxing out.
Oh yeah,
We
see.
spent 30 minutes on getting a rebound. See, they had their first game of the season and they lost by like 70 points. This is before I came along.
Right.
And I said, "Guys, having fun is important, but do you know what's more fun than simply having fun? Winning. You will have a lot more fun if you win. And here's what you need to
Yeah.
do if you win." So I started teaching boxing out. I started
Right.
teaching dribbling, jab step, pivot, reverse pivot. I'm taking them back to basics because I don't care how much kids say they want to have fun. Winning is the most fun thing in the world. And if you ain't gonna
That's
win,
fine.
then good luck to you.
Yeah,
But that's
that's
pretty
fine.
funny to me that you and I have like we're so similar and we talk every day, but we have the complete opposite
Yeah.
philosophy on
No,
coaching.
I'm not into that. I am into my youngest taught me this lesson. My oldest, I was still into my, I want to win, da da da. My daughter is great. Our daughter is great. She's probably more like me than the other two. She just rolls with it. But my youngest taught me this. Why do I play? Well, because I had so much fun doing it. Like, but because I have fun doesn't mean that they're having fun. Like, I felt boxing out and all those things were great. Why? Because I had a goal. I had that explained my why. But my youngest, you know what, Mo, he just wants to have fun. Like most people just want to have fun. Most people want to have fun. Okay. And I didn't recognize that until I really went to the NBA. Like, to me, While everyone else was doing whatever they did in college, university, what you guys would say, I was the guy that was, everyone else was having fun in college and doing what people would do in college. And I was in my room watching film, trying to figure out how to beat the team they were playing a couple of days. But that was just me. Now, to me, that was fun. To other people, it was like, man, BJ, man, forget that. Let's go out. No, that was my fun. So I'm just gonna have fun. Well, my thing is I just asked my wife, make sure we have the greatest. I want us to have the greatest snacks. I want every kid to go like, I want to play on that team. Because first of all, they have great snacks. I want to play on that team is because I'm encouraging everyone to just have fun. Like, and then I ask myself, what is it? Why do I like to go to games? Because, well, it's fun to me. Like,
Yes.
I get a chance to see like people's workout routines. Like, who goes to a game because I want to see a workout routine?
Me.
My wife is like, yeah. Who goes to a game? Because I just like to see like timeouts. I like to see how people interact. I like to see how people lose. I love talking to my clients after they lose because I get a chance to really, see, does a game really matter if it doesn't really matter? I like to see when people win. I like to see when people don't play well. So these are all the things that I find fun and exciting. But I've made a decision. Just when my son asked me, I was like, "Well, what's your why now? What's my why? My why is, you know what, Mo? I just love to see young people become the best version of themselves. And very rarely, Mo, very rarely. Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's happened. That when you're doing something, Mo, and you're having fun, it really opens you up to learn, like wanting to learn how to have more fun. So I just want to have the best environment." Kids come here, play, be respectful of the game. And then I was thinking, wouldn't it be really cool for these kids when they become in their 30s or whatever to say, hey man, you know that guy, Coach BJ? That dude was fun. He made it fun. Every weekend on Saturday, whether we won or we lost or whatever, we won the championship or we did, he just made it fun for us as a 9-year-old kid. That to me, I'm even smiling right now just thinking about, like, you know what? That to me is what it's all about.
I
Like,
respect it.
Mo, you get a chance to spend your time with a group of people where you can say, man, we didn't win, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And you know what, Mo?
No.
It makes
No,
it worth
no.
it.
You see
Because
that first part of that sentence? We didn't win. I can't live like that.
Mo, but here it is. Only one team can say that they won.
Okay, but this is all well and good because we're talking about 8-year-olds. However, in the NBA, you can't be out there just to have fun.
Mo, they're not even out there.
Well,
Mo,
what I was going to say
Mo.
is you want your team to have fun. I want my team to win.
Okay,
But in
that's
the
fine.
NBA, it seems like the players care about neither of them. They just want to make money.
But Mo, why are they not out there?
Because they got paid.
Okay, that's fine.
If everyone had a
If
1-year contract, they would all
you
be out there
know,
playing all the time. If they
it's
didn't
one
offer
thing.
multi-year deals, I bet these guys would play way more basketball.
You know what? You know what was, as fun as the games were, as fun, this is what's crazy. As fun as the games were, because we loved playing. I mean, that's one thing like that I loved more than anything was playing. Like, all right, some days in practice, I think I've said this before. Some days in practice, you're like, oh God, I got to get through this. That's being a professional. But Mo, nothing trumped playing. Okay, I love to play. Okay. But you know what was the best moment of my. There were two moments in the NBA that I miss. At first there was one, but now there's two. The first moment, which is the greatest moment in sports, is the moment when you're on the road after a win, driving to the airplane. The greatest moment in all of sports. Someone should just capture that moment. Like, you're on the road, you win the game, you do the interviews, you shower, and then everybody gets on the bus to go to the plane. That's like, it's always like a 20-minute ride. It's the greatest 20 minutes of your life. Well, I've never found any moment in my life more fun than that little stretch. Everything that happened in the game, guy gets dunked on. You did something good. You might have done something stupid. The coaches might have got mad at such and such and said a funny thing. Everything that happened in that game is like a total recall. And it's like this group dynamic, and it's the funnest. The coaches are laughing at some things. Hey, coach, hey, Phil, why did you call this play? And then people are just like going crazy. It's so, Mo, it is the greatest. It's just, and Mo, if you got dunked on or you got crossed over, hey, man, I felt bad. You're just talking. You're like, okay, that is the greatest moment. But it only happens if you win. Like, if you lose,
It's dead silent.
yes, for the most part. And then there's another moment. Shoot around. Shoot around, and you start
Like
shooting
in the
for
morning or pre-game shoot
in the
around?
morning. No, in the
Shoot around in the
morning.
morning.
In the morning. Shoot around. And then we had on our team, each team is different, but we had on our team what was called silly fines. A silly fine would be, for instance, you didn't take a foul. You didn't take a foul in that area. If you let a team get a layup, man, somebody had to be responsible for that. You didn't, you did something and you were like, I don't know, 5 minutes, you didn't get to the court on your designated time. So that's a call a silly fine,
Well,
right? These
this is
aren't
what
big
I love
fines.
because I recently found out that the Orlando Magic fine their players for making a mistake on defense.
Yeah, so you
If
have
you,
like
for
whatever
example, if
you
you fall for a DeMar DeRozan pump fake, or if you reach in on a James Harden layup where he's trying to bait the foul,
Yeah, you have what's called a silly fine. And that's what we called them. Okay. So, and then every shoot around, you had a chance to recoup your silly fine by playing shooting games at shoot around. And Mo, I've never been happier to win $50. And Mo, the games would get so competitive because they were so much fun. And you and the other three people, you would go to practice to get recoup your money because they were silly. So then let's play a silly game to get your money back. And Mo, everyone showed up to shoot around on time. And you would think we were playing for millions of dollars. And everyone, and Mo, I and those were like two moments that was just such a team bonding experience. So Mo, you lose $50. And you're like, God, this was silly. Like, really? I'm getting fined for like a pump fake. Like I gave you put it in your mind of why it's silly, but then Mo, you could win like $75 and shoot around tomorrow. So Mo, I would do things like I would get to practice and warm up for shoot around. I mean, Mo, I would like you would, and Mo, everyone was like, okay, let's get through this scouting report. Everyone was attentive. No one was talking, but when we could do the shooting game. Mo, it was so, and then Mo, after you would win, you just start talking trash to everyone. Mo, it was just the greatest. Like, that to me was so much fun. That's why we did it. And then you did the other things because you knew there was the fun parts of whatever it is you're doing. I think you have to be fun. When you're it's nothing like being on a good team, Mo. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it when you're laughing, when you're talking trash, when you know that, it's my guy right there. Like, hey, Mo, like you have good moments. Like, hey, Mo, remember when we did such and such and such and such? And you go, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Well, that's to me is why you play. I think we've lost that because you don't hear guys. One day, Mo, you and I are going to be together and you're going to see the interaction with all of the guys at some point that I played with in Chicago. I haven't spoken to some of these guys in months, some of these guys in years. But when we see each other, you're going to be like, man, what did those guys do together? Hey, Mo, we had a great time. Hey, Mo, when I tell you we had a great time, we had a great time. That Mo, and it wasn't just the winning. Like some teams can win and they don't even like each other. But when you like the guys that you're playing with for whatever reason, and you have a fun environment, man, so much can get accomplished.
Yeah.
So
So back to this NBA viewership. That was a nice little side road to go down. But back to this NBA viewership. You think the players need to be having more fun to want to play in more games? Is this your theory?
I do. I really do.
I think that's an insane theory.
I do. I really, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. You know, Mo, like, I'm just an observer now. You know, at my age, I just observe, right? I observe like things like social media. I learned this from Kevin Durant. I always wonder why does he respond to the people in his what they call it, the Discord? Is that what they call it, Mo? Is that what they call it?
What,
The
Discord?
what they call it, the messages. What are the messages? I don't even know what it's called.
I'm so
The
confused right now. What do you
okay, so
mean?
you'll have something that he says, and then everyone kind of does the comments.
A
What is that
tweet,
called?
a Twitter,
Yeah,
tweet, a
tweet, and
post.
then
Yeah,
a
let's just
post,
say a
and
post.
then. Yeah, and then there's people commenting in the post. Why would you respond? Like, what would make me respond to something like that? Like, I have a public life. I've chosen to have a public life. Why would I respond? I don't understand. Like, I think it's just fascinating. Like, it's fascinating to me. But I didn't grow up in the era, but it's fascinating. Like, yesterday, you showed me a response, and I thought, that's fascinating to me.
Oh, the
Like,
comment that someone left on my video.
yeah, that, like, that's like, Bo, that's so, like, I don't get it. Like, I thought, that's fascinating. Like, Mo actually took time to respond to someone's comment in the video. I thought,
I respond to every comment.
yeah, that's
Well, I
interesting.
try
That to
to. I try
me,
to.
yeah, that's interesting. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't care. Like, I said it. I try to be responsible. I don't just say things. I'm not
So
going
what do you
after,
not care about? I'm lost.
like, what I don't care about is whether or not you agree or disagree. Like, here's my view.
Yeah, that's why I run the social media and you don't. Because
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
respond to
yeah.
everyone because I care.
Yeah, it's not that I don't care in like a disrespectful way. It's just that,
It's not
like,
going to
I
change your
look at it.
mind, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not saying that either. I'm open to the truth. I'm open to your views. I can entertain your opinion, but I just don't have to agree with everything that someone says to me. I
Yeah.
can entertain Mo. I respect Mo has a view. I have a view, and then let's move on. I don't have Mo doesn't view with me. I don't feel the need to try to convince you that I'm right and you're wrong.
Most of the time.
Yes. And that is what I've learned. I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying to live my truth. And that requires me to have a responsibility and hold myself accountable and not be like reckless in my views. So with that, I thought it was interesting that Mo is taking the time to respond back to someone else's views. Like, I respect you. That's your view? Great. Okay, let's move on. Let's go have coffee. Let's go grab a bite. I respect that. I can entertain your views. I just don't have to believe it. There's nowhere where it is necessary for me to believe in the other people's views.
So how does this
Why?
pertain to NBA viewership dropping?
How does this pertain? Well, when the people, let's get back to this. When the people respond, and because we are in the public business, if I was playing the game and no one was coming, I would like be like, okay, how come? Why? What's the why? And then I would begin to ask the questions of why aren't people coming to the views? And then I would take the feedback. Because that's the business that I'm in. Okay. But if I ignore that and be like, man, these people don't know what they're doing. Man, we out here balling. And the people don't want to watch, then that to me is reckless behavior. especially if I'm in the business of sports. So I always try to be truthful, I mean, always try. I am truthful with myself. I ask myself the why. I come to the conclusion, and I try to be fair and open-minded about whatever it is I'm doing and whatever it is I'm trying to achieve. So this comes back to the NBA is asking why? Why are people deciding not to watch? Why are they not deciding? Why are they not watching? And we started asking, why are the players not playing?
Because that's why the fans aren't watching.
Well, I,
And do you know how I know this? Because I reply to all the fans and I speak to them. So
yeah.
I'm telling you what it is. So
I just think that
that's
I
not the
think
one
that
singular reason, but that is a major factor.
I think the players are not playing, and I think the people are not watching because
Because they're
it's
not
not
missing
fun.
anything.
No, well, it's just not fun. Showtime was fun. Showtime.
The NBA is very fun to watch when everyone's playing.
But why are they not playing?
You tell me.
I told you. I don't think it's fun for them. I don't think they're having fun playing.
Why is that?
Because first, how did I get to this idea of like really coming to the conclusion of understanding what's important and what's not important? No one loved to win. I love to win more than anyone. I am a I'm an awful like a sore loser or whatever. I don't like to lose. However, there are other people just like me. Okay, I'm not the
Me.
only one. Yeah. Okay, and everyone says, "Oh, this guy's a great competitor." Well, I've met a lot of great competitors. However, you got to have the talent in whatever it is you're competing, right? Talent is a one of those requirements. Okay, everyone's like, "This guy's the greatest competitor." Well, I don't know about that, but what I do know about is, where you have talent, you have this mentality, you have a chance. The thing that's shocking to me when it comes to the why, right? The why people don't want to play is because, Mo, you cannot put people in environments when they're young and begin to start judging them. For instance, this guy's the number one player in America. How do you determine that? You'll have a basketball camp. Basketball camps are environments for you to learn how to participate in a group team setting. And then at the end of all of these camps are individual rankings. Time out. Time out. Hold on. So on one hand, you're going to the top, whatever, 100 camp because we're going to invite the best players to do what? Learn how to play the game of basketball, correct?
Yes.
Immediately following the camp, the individual rankings come out for a team event. Time out. These young people, it's in their minds, right? Because their minds are underdeveloped. They're not equipped to handle this level of duress. Why are we ranking young people in a team sport? Reward the type of behavior that encourages people to do things that Mo, for instance, Mo said he wants to win. Well, Mo, let me tell you something. If you want to win, Mo, that requires you to encourage people to play team basketball. But why are we constantly rewarding this person's the GOAT? We give out more individual awards now than we ever have. This guy's the leading rebounder. This guy's the leading assist. This guy's the leading this. This guy, da, da, da. This guy. Why are we always encouraging? Well, when you watch the game, it's just isolation basketball. When we play the game, let's find the matchup that we want to do, exploit. Everything is about the individual. But Mo, we all know that this is a team sport. We're sinning we're sending, in my opinion now, this is my opinion, mixed signals to our youth, because these young people aren't developed enough in the game of basketball. Remember now, Mo, one of the key components of the NBA, which is a new revelation, is development. These young people are coming into our league underdeveloped. We're sending them mixed signals. On one hand, everyone has to be a shooter. How? Wait a minute, Mo, I know people in the Hall of Fame that couldn't shoot at all. Mo, they didn't just become the best player on their team. They're in the Hall of Fame and couldn't shoot. Who is getting an award, Mo, for setting the screen? But someone's got to do it. Everyone's in the gym shooting step backs, double step backs. Everyone's working on their handle. Everyone is getting up 5,000 shots a day. Wait a minute, Mo, someone's got to pass the ball. Someone has to pass it. Mo, everyone can't shoot. There's only one ball. So why are we encouraging creating these environments where we're only acknowledging the star players? Why do we have a system in place, Mo, financially, where it only rewards the player who scores the most points? What about leadership, Mo? What about defense? What about team building? What about all of the things that are necessary to be on a good team to win? What about that? What about that?
I mean, the counterpoint would be Rudy Gobert has a max contract and he doesn't score. He's got paid a max contract for being a great defender.
Okay, that's one. Keep naming. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
If we pull up the NBA player salaries, right?
It's
Stephen
not about the
Curry.
salary. It's not about the salaries. That's enough.
But
It's
that's what
not
you just said.
about the
They're being
salaries.
rewarded for the.
Be rewarded with here's the reward. Here's the reward. Minutes and playing time. Minutes is playing time. Okay, that's the reward. Here is how you contribute to a winning team. That's the reward. All the other stuff, Mo, will come as a result of that. If you're on a winning team, everything else will just happen naturally. You're on a winning team. Reward the type of behavior that we want to see. What do we want to see? Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I want to see. I want to see guys playing, and I want to see guys out here trying to win together. That's what I want to see. And Mo, I don't care which team it is. I just love to see people play the game, play it with a level of like passion, appreciation, and go out there and compete. And you know what? Let the chips fall. I know, yeah, I want to win like the next guy, but here's the truth. Only one team is going to win every night. That's the truth. Only one team is going to win the championship. But you know what's really fun is when you compete. And I will applaud that. That's why I love the Olympics. I applaud the competition and the preparation. I mean, I think it was Usain Bolt. That guy says, "Man, I trained for 4 years for less than 10 seconds." I mean, mom, that when you think about it, it's insane. I love to see people compete. Like, I love that. I mean, I can't think of a of to know Mo did his best. I did my best. Mo, you were the best that day.
This
But
is
the
why I like
competition,
UFC.
whatever it is you do, I love to see people give their best. To me, that's honorable. I don't have to beat someone up. I don't have to beat you by 30 points and then I'm the GOAT. No, I love a 2-point game with 10 seconds to go. Now, that to me,
But BJ, here's the thing, and I'm going
okay,
to take
here's the
this all
thing.
the way back to the original point about viewership. I love
Okay.
a 2-point game with 20 seconds to go. The problem for the viewers is that, remember I called you the other day watching the end of Milwaukee Orlando. The final 2 minutes of the game took 23 minutes to play out. The Celtics Cavs game the other day, the final 2 minutes took 29 minutes to play out. So instead of getting those final crucial 2 minutes of a close nail-biting game that everyone is locked in on, We are now instead watching referees looking at a video board for about 15 to 20 minutes.
But
And
Mo,
this is the
that
problem with the
sucks.
product for viewers
I
to
don't
tune
think it's a
into.
problem. Here is what must happen in today's climate. We have to get these calls right.
But they still get them wrong. And then they do a last 2 minute report after the game ends saying, "My bad, guys, we got it wrong." So they're not even getting the calls right, even with all these reviews.
Mo, in today's climate, we have to get the calls right. And I think you know why. You know why.
Yes.
Okay. We have to get the calls right. And even if we don't get it right, it is important for us to protect the integrity of the game. Now, in saying that, it is absolutely necessary for this to occur. Absolutely. Now, because we have to protect the integrity of the game. End of discussion. That's part of it. That's the business decision that we all made. And I say we, the adults in the room.
I'm still just a kid.
Okay, you're a kid. However, it's business. So there's the basketball business, and then there's the business of basketball. We have to protect it. Why? It's part of the business.
Is now, yeah.
It is now. And now. And no one's returning the money back.
Yeah.
Now that's part of it. Let's move on, but let's educate the audience of what's really going on. This is the business. This is how everyone makes their money. Let's move on.
Okay.
There's nothing else
So
really to say
there's
about it.
no solution. We can't get the players to play. We can't speed up the amount
Mo,
of
I
time.
gave you a solution.
Have
I
fun.
gave you a solution.
Have fun
Have
is the
fun.
solution.
Delicious.
I think there's some
Yes.
basic things. If you tell
I
me
gave you.
a game tips off at 7:30, why the hell is it not tipping off until 7:50? At least just start the games on time. That would be a one step in the right direction.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe actually produce a halftime show that helps the fans enjoy the game.
Listen. I'm going to, people, it's possible to have fun and work hard at the same time. Now, I'm going to give you an example. When I say have fun, Steph Curry, he plays the game with a joy where he's having fun. He's having fun. When you watch him play, he plays with a level of joy that's just like contagious. He's blowing kisses. His expressions. He makes a shot and he's like, I can't believe I made that shot. He's doing things out there where he's just running around and everyone can relate to that. Like you make a shot, you throw up a heave and then it goes in. Like that's what it looks like when he's playing. He looks like he's just trying things and he makes it.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many times when you watch him make a shot, you go, I can't believe he really made it.
Yeah,
First of all, I can't
it's
even
just no
believe he
way.
tried it.
It's just no
Okay,
way.
but he's having fun. I would imagine, I don't know this, I've never said this with Steve. It took some time for Steve Kerr, Coach Kerr, to adjust to the fact that this guy was taking what we would all consider bad shots, but for him, it's a good shot. It would take some time to say, you know what? I have to look at him through a different lens because he's out there smiling, blowing kisses, looking at the crowd. I mean, the guy is throwing up like just outrageous fall away threes, doing all these things, but it looks so fun. It looks like he's having so much fun when he's playing. And there's a joy in which he plays with. But there's also an aspect of you going, that guy plays incredibly hard. The level of conditioning that he's in to be able to do that, Mo, that's work. But if you took away he's going to retire someday when it's no longer fun for him. When there's no, it's not fun. You hear guys say it all the time. And you just said it here on the show. You was like, hey, Mo, you always have fun.
Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. No, 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 no,
Mo,
no, no.
Mo.
But it's true.
It is true.
We have fun
That's
on this
what
show, so I think people like to listen.
Mo. There you go. Mo, it's having fun. I think we have to get back to
Which team in the NBA right now do you think is having the most fun?
right now.
Right now.
I think Golden State has a lot of fun. That would be a fun team. You know, I think they have fun. I think Boston probably has fun too. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown look like they have a lot of fun.
Anyway, moving right along. I think the OKC
No.
Thunder as a team, they have a lot of fun. You know, they do those post-game interviews together. They got great teamwork and
Yeah,
great chemistry.
that's
The
yeah.
Rockets, I like watching the Rockets because every time they win, like you can see it really means a lot to the whole group. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
I think yeah. The Thunder have fun. I think the Warriors, see, the Warriors have like fun. I think your Celtics, I think they're a fun group. I think
Hey, winning is fun. When you're a winner, every day is fun.
hey. Well, you know what? They've only won one. They've only won
Hey.
one this group. But they have fun. And
One
Mo,
so far.
well, that's what I'm saying. But they, you know, I would, yeah, I'm trying to think who else really has fun. Like when you watch
Orlando.
other, yeah, I don't know about them. I'm not sure about that team. I'm not sure about that team.
I think they have fun with the theme song. I don't know. I don't know. We started talking about why viewership is down, and we've gone in a
Well,
different
I think
direction.
viewership
But
is down is because you're not having fun.
I also do think that the TV viewership numbers are slightly skewed because all the fans are just watching on illegal streams because it's impossible to even watch your local team in your local area because of blackout restrictions. And then if you do want to watch NBA on TV, you have to pay for like three different cable subscribers or you have to pay for different streaming services. And it's just become a very convoluted way of actually accessing the game. Normal TV viewership is also down 10% in the last how many years. So I don't think it's purely an NBA problem. It's just a shift in the way that fans consume media. But fans are
But
definitely watching less games.
yes, the fans are not tuning in for whatever the reason may be. However, there are other sports and the viewership is up.
Yes.
Okay. Now you could say, well, it's a more competitive environment, da da da, you know, people arguing for their time, there's other things to do. Okay, that's fair. But you want to have fun. I just think these guys want to have fun. And I think you're more open to learning when you are in a fun environment. So
Yeah.
this weekend, Mo, tomorrow, I can assure you this. I don't know what our team's going to be, and it doesn't really matter to me. But I can tell you know what we're going to be doing, Mo? Coach BJ is going to be playing knockout with the
Okay.
team. And Mo. And someone's going to win that game, and I can assure you, I should make a video of it because kids love it. They love it when
Yeah.
all of the team plays against the coach, and they beat the
Yeah,
coach,
yeah.
and the kids are going to go fun. Hey, Mo, and all I'm going to ask, if your teammate is open, pass him the ball. That's it. That's it. Hey, did you do your best? My wife's going to have the greatest, not good. We're going to have the greatest snacks.
What's the snacks gonna be?
Oh, whatever she
Orange
does.
slices.
Oh, whatever she does. My wife is great. We're
Okay.
just gonna have fun. We're gonna come in. When your teammate falls down, there's little things. When your teammate falls down, what's the first thing you guys do? Go help him up. Pass the ball. If someone's open, pass them the ball. That's it. Did you have fun doing it? Did you try your best? Okay. Let's get our snacks. Let's go. But next week, I'll see you same time. And we're just going to have fun and we're going to build on that. And we're going to build on being a good team. How about that, Mo? How about that as a concept? We're going to build on being a good team. Now, when the last time you've seen that in an NBA game? Hey, Mo, who's the best team? Well, this guy's the greatest player. Who's the best player? Who's the best
The
player?
Celtics are the best team because
Who's the best?
do
But
you know what's
Mo,
really
who,
funny? Do you know what's really funny? Do you know what's really funny?
yes.
Before the season started, Jaylen Brown did an interview and he's like, you know, this season when we play against bad teams, we're going to get like guys like Payton Pritchard and Sam Hauser to score 25 each. Last night against the Pistons, how much did Peyton Pritchard score?
I don't know.
He dropped 27. Jalen weren't even looking to score. He said, Peyton Pritchard, go do your thing. So I think the Celtics are the best team. Team.
Okay. How many people that you're going to watch today are going to talk about best team? We're going to talk about players. Such and such is doing
Oh.
this. Such an individual. But we don't even talk about teams.
All
We
right.
don't even talk
Let's
about the.
go through the teams. Let's go through the games. And instead of predicting them, tell me if you think a casual fan would want to tune in and watch this on a Friday night. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Pacers versus Sixers. That's nationally televised here in the UK. I don't know about over there, but Pacers Sixers. I don't think a lot of fans are going to tune in because they don't know if Embiid and Paul George are even going to play. Embiid's played like five games this year.
I agree with that,
Okay,
especially
Wizards
since then.
Cavs. No one's tuning in for the Wizards. Bulls Hornets. Maybe LaMelo Ball fans will tune in, but again, not a huge draw. Nets Grizzlies. Now, Lakers Timberwolves, I think people will tune in. Anthony Edwards, LeBron James. Great. Nuggets Clippers, I think people will
I
tune
think,
in.
but I think, by the way, I don't think LeBron even made the trip.
Oh, yeah, he's not playing. He's not playing. Okay, so they're watching. Clippers Nuggets, Jokic, James Harden, maybe. If Kawhi was there, they definitely would. Suns Jazz, I don't see that happening. Spurs Blazers. I don't know if people want to tune in to see the Trailblazers, but. Either way, the injury report is ridiculously long. But you see what I'm saying? This is a Friday night. Where's the game that is grabbing everyone's attention that is must-see TV?
Well, you said it. You gave me the answer. You said, oh, well, if these individuals are playing, oh, I just want to watch the individuals.
No, not
But
me. I'm talking from the perspective of a casual fan.
we have gotten away from the essence of why you play the game.
No. Because if you were looking at NBA history, it's still, even though they're on great teams, the headline is still the player. The headline is still Magic Johnson. If Magic Johnson wasn't playing for the Showtime Lakers, fans who aren't Laker fans are not saying, oh, I can't wait to see what player X, Cooper, and Worthy, and these guys are doing. So like normal casual fans aren't doing that. Only the Laker fans are doing that.
Okay. The marketing of the game is incredible. The essence of the game is what the professionals all know. Magic Johnson wasn't playing a one-on-one game versus the other team's star.
No, I'm talking about marketing. I'm
Okay,
not
you're
talking
talking.
about the
Okay,
essence of the
if
game.
you want to talk about the
I'm
marketing,
talking about getting fans to tune in to watch these games.
okay, fans may have been marketed to in a certain way, as long as the essence and the core business stays put. We've gotten away from the essence of the core business. Somehow, people in the business who are teaching the game currently today got away from the essence and the core of what the business. Oh, everyone, let's just take, since you said Magic Johnson. Everyone said, oh, Showtime. And then, what was Showtime? Oh, man, Jack Nicholson is here. And all of the superstars at the Fabulous Forum, Magic Johnson. And then they give you the highlights and all of those things. But no one ever talked about Kurt Rambis setting all those screens and AC Green,
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Byron Scott, James Worthy, and Michael Cooper, and all of these guys who were the core of what this group was all about. No one talked about the defense that Kareem was doing as a shot blocker and all these things and how they played. And you see the highlights, but the core of their business was they ran the offense through the big fella. No one talked about any of these things. All we talked about was Magic with this great smile and the no look away passes. And then they put the camera around all of the who's there at the game and it's Magic and Arsenio Hall and all these people. But no one talked about they were a good defensive team. They were fundamentally sound. Everyone talked about Pat Riley. His hair was slicked back, had on these $1,000 suits. Pat Riley was a defensive coach. No one talked about this now. If you played against a Pat Riley team when he went to other teams, they were always tough defensive teams. But the marketing of it was simply incredible. But the essence and the core of who they were, The fabric of that team was built around defending, rebounding, passing, and they were a very, very tough group. Same as the Detroit Pistons, same as the Chicago Bulls, same as the Boston Celtics, same as the Houston Rockets. It's the same formula. Now, suddenly, the marketing has overtaken everything, and everyone's like, oh, yeah. And what happened to the essence and the core of the game? No one defends now. Well, what happened? It's only a Mo, we're talking about your Celtics right now. Your Celtics shoot more threes than anyone, but
Yes.
no one talks about how they defend.
This is what I'm saying, because you're talking about defending, rebounding, passing. They do that. But the headlines and from the people who talk about the games, the narrative being pushed is they only shoot threes. So it's not saying
That's
people
the
don't talk
marketing.
about it.
But
No, no,
Mo,
no,
what
no,
we're
no.
saying is the same thing. We're saying the same thing. I'm just saying the following. The people within the system
Yes.
have forgot to teach the essence of the game. Market all you want. That's great. Market everything you want to market. The essence of the game never changes. It's the same throughout generations. You don't reach that level of excellence without the essence of the game. Now, market it however you want to market it. Well, and today you market it as three-point shooting and all of these things. Here's the fact: Jrue Holiday and company, they defend at an elite level.
Yes, that's why they win. That's why they win, and we've been talking about it for years. But
So what's the difference between them and the Detroit Pistons? They defended at an elite level. Okay. Those guys that played in Chicago, those were first team all defensive players too. What's the difference between the Houston Rockets when they defended too. Oh, the San Antonio Spurs, defensive player too. Oh, those Laker teams that won, they were good. What's the difference? As long as the essence. Now, you can market it. Oh, man. Shaq, the Dream Shake. The no look here, Larry Legend. Okay, we can market all of that. Bad Boy Pistons, the triangle offense with the Bulls. What's the triangle? We can market it however you want to market it. The big three, whatever it is you want to market. I'm all for that. Rest in peace, the Mamba mentality. Go through it. Dirk Nowitzki. Everybody wants it. When you say the Dallas Mavericks, you start, everyone wants to start doing the one-legged fadeaway. But let's talk about Tyson Chandler and Sean Marion and all those guys who were defensive players. Well, that's not fun.
Okay. But the original question is about getting fans to tune into the games.
Getting fans to tune in to the game starts when you educate your fans on what the game is all about. We've got away from teaching the game. We've gotten away from teaching our fans about the game. You do not win with stars. Mo, we love, and it's going to happen again. When free agency starts, we're going to get so excited about all the rumors. Everyone's going, I heard this guy's going here.
Well,
I heard
not
this guy's
anymore,
going there.
because of the
Look
new
at look at look
CBA.
at Jimmy.
Like, remember this
And
summer,
Jimmy,
there was never really any moves.
we have to talk about a Jimmy Butler rumor. Really? We're talking about a Jimmy Butler rumor in December.
Yes.
And then we feel the need to address the issue. Like, really? Let's talk about like roster construction. Let's talk about the level of understanding how to put together a team at an elite level. What's needed to have a team? Well, what was the other rumor I heard the other day? Such and such is looking to add a star to their
The
roster.
Warriors.
What? That's news now.
But
That's
remember,
news.
I said on that exact same show, I said I'm looking to have dinner with Rihanna. It's not a story. Every team is looking for a star player.
Of course, the people are
And if you're looking like
tired.
this, and you if you're listening to this and you look like Rihanna, let me know.
Okay, the fans are tired of being marketed to. They're tired of it. Like, give them the help people to understand what's really going on here.
We try.
To the casual fan. Like, I'm a casual fan. Why am I telling you rumors and I'm giving you 20 minutes and then all of a sudden you start telling me rumors? I'm like, I'm not wasting my 20 minutes here. I'm not gonna waste it.
It's interesting. On my YouTube channel, I do breakdown videos where I break down game tapes, right? And it's always fascinating to me that depending on which player I feature, that's how the video performs, right? So I did a video about Russell Westbrook the other day, thousands of views. I did a video about Jalen Suggs. It got about 200 views in a day. I did a video about Giannis, thousands of views. I did a video about Paolo Banchero, 320 views in the past month. Do you see what I'm saying? So for me, who makes a living off of this, I would love to talk about
And
building
Mo,
rosters and this and that, but I've got to pay my bills.
I will never get in the way of you
Do you know
doing
what
what you
video I made
do.
today? Do you know what video I made today? And I hate that I made this video. I made a video about Bronny James playing in the G League. Because he scored 30 points last night and it's all over social media. JD Davison scored 46 in the G League the other day, and no one talked about it. Isaiah had didn't he not have 30 the other day for the Utah Jazz in the G League? No one talked about it. But because it's Bronny, I made the video. I uploaded it an hour ago before we started recording, and right now it's tracking as my third best video in the past 2 months.
Wow, I'm that mad. Good for
So,
them.
shout out to Bronny, but like, there's a line between teaching the game, but also
Well,
getting people to watch.
I think we have a market.
Yeah,
And
I
the
think
market is
we'll
we've
keep with doing
identified
what we're
the
doing.
market.
We're gonna keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's the only
And
way. That's the only way. So
we
subscribe to the
love the
show.
game.
Yeah, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And we'll be back on Monday. BJ, have a great weekend. Good luck with your team practice. I hope the kids all have a lot of fun. I hope the snacks are on point. You
Oh
know, I will be asking what
that
snacks were there because I wish I could be eating the snacks.
oh
But
yeah, we're gonna have great snack, like the greatest snacks, and we're gonna have fun. Now
don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that because
I
I'm about
can't
to hit the gym and eat a salad afterwards. So I don't want to hear about no
yeah
snacks.
yeah
Ugh.
let's say hey, what's wrong with having good snacks? You can make a choice in the snack. What's wrong with a snack? What's wrong with the snack?
What do you mean?
Yeah, why does a snack have to be associated with being bad?
Because I'm on an intermittent fasting window, so I can only eat for a window of a certain portion of the day. So I can't snack outside of my eating window.
Hey, it's like the flares. Let's do what we got to do. That's called a pro.
What
You
I'm
got to be
saying?
a professional. Hey, Mo, I tell you, I didn't want to go to practice all the time, and some days I didn't want to play, but I'm a pro. That's the difference between me and the other guy. It's called discipline.
Yeah. That's what I've been
Yeah,
on this whole year.
it's called discipline. What's wrong with having to do what you have to do? Do what you got to do so you can do what you want to do.
I will do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my
Hey,
workout, I'm gonna eat my salad, and then BJ, do not call me this evening. I'll see you on
exactly.
Monday.
There you go. There you go. What's wrong? Why is that associated with a bad thing? Hey, Mo. Hey. I'm a professional, Mo. See, I'm a professional.
All
That's
right,
the
let's
difference
wrap this
between
up. Let's wrap this up.
Mo.
Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up.
Mo. No, I'm just saying. I'm just giving you options. I'm the fun guy.
Hear it. My problem is I
Yeah.
got too many options, but that's a whole nother story.
I would love to coach guys like Mo. Oh, God, Mo. Hey, Mo. You know, I you know, as a coach, Mo, if I were coaching in the NBA, I would have two rules. I would actually only have one rule, but it pertains to two different things. Go hard on and off the court. Just go hard. What you we can go out? Oh yeah, go out. I want you to go out and have all of the fun that you can have. But you gotta make sure now.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
see
hey
you at seven
Mo,
o'clock in the morning.
I'm gonna see you at 7:30. Whatever you need to do.
We're gonna do this. I'm gonna come to LA for a week, BJ. You're gonna train me for a week, and we're gonna see.
Mo, you go train yourself, Mo. To play for me, you got to be a pro.
Oh, I am. Oh,
Hey,
I am.
hey, oh no. Hey, Mo,
Ask
no.
about me in
Hey, 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 Mo.
LA.
Everyone, hey, Mo. To play for me, you got to be a pro because you got to be able to go hard on the court and off. I've only seen a few people in my lifetime. I'm a little older than you that could go hard on the court as well as off the court. But
Plus me.
if you can't do both, you got to give up one. That's the requirement to play for me. And I'm going to encourage you to figure out which one you're going to dedicate your life to when you play for me. Because I'm the fun guy. Mo, I'm
Yeah.
fun. Mo, if you need to go out every night to give me 30 points for 82 games, that's your routine. If you need to go read a book and sleep for 16 hours to give me 30 points, that's your routine. But it's your job to figure out which one you are, because I've only met a few guys that can do that. And you got to have hey Mo, I'm a talent scout.
Hey,
See,
I know you're gonna leave, but I got a funny story real quick. I got a funny story real quick. I was talking to someone the other day, and I must have said something. I was like, last season, da, 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 da. And she said, last season? What do you mean last season? As if you were actually playing. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm around more than the damn players are themselves. I'm here every single day, no matter what, rain or shine. I'm here covering all 30 teams for 82 games. You go find me someone who played 82 games last season. Good
Well,
luck.
that's what I'm saying. I would be the. I would encourage everybody. I've only met a few guys that could adhere to that. That's why I love 82 games. 82 games is the greatest way to actually scout, because you can't fake that one, Mo. You can't fake that one.
Yep.
And I understand why you can't play. See, I understand because I have fun, Mo. I'm going to leave you on this. I played 82 games before. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, Mo, I played 82 games before. So, you know
B,
what,
B,
Mo?
B. The season started in October. It's now December. I think I played 82 games already.
Well, and on that note, my friend,
We'll see you next time. Get buckets.